we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast, and I pray that you have your sights set on worshiping the Lord this coming Sunday, that you've already made that a priority, that you are getting yourself ready, that you've got your praise and your worship ready. You've been studying your word. In fact, I want to throw this challenge out to you, and that is this. When you go to church this week, why don't you go up to your pastor or your Sunday school teacher or somebody and say, you know, this is the word that God has been speaking to me this week in my devotions. I know that God's word is living, it's quick, it's powerful, it's active. I know that God has a word for you. And so that will be a major blessing to him. And so if you do not have a church home, I encourage you to find one. And, I like to encourage people to attend church in their communities, you know, not too far away, because you want to be involved in the ministry of your churches. You want people. We have people that travel, 15 or 20 miles. That's not very far. And they're still able to make a difference, make an impact in people's lives where they are. If they can hear my voice, then, you know, you can make a difference in their life. So find a church where they are preaching the word of God, they are believing in the standard of holiness that God's word declares, and that they are making an impact for the kingdom. So if you want to know our service times, Sunday morning at 9:30 is our Sunday school hour. At 10:30 is our worship service in our children's church. 6:30 will be our Sunday night service in our children's ministry. And we would like to have you come out and be a part of any one of those things. So God is, helping us to be the best us that we can be. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 10. It says, "Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. While the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." So on yesterday's program, we were had talked about that God is able to make all grace abound towards us. I believe it was on yesterday's program. It may have been earlier than that, but I believe it was yesterday. And I want you to see what that grace results in. In verse number 14, it says, "And by their prayer for you who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you." The grace of God causes you and I to be a desirable people to be around. People recognize the favor of God on you. It manifests in your countenance. It manifests in your personality. It manifests in your health. It manifests in your marriage, in the wisdom that you operate by. It manifests at your job. It manifests itself in your home and in your family. The grace of God cannot be concealed. It manifests and it causes people to want to be around you. People start longing to be in your presence, and here's what they will do. when they see what God is doing through you by his grace, there will be a reciprocal event that comes your way, and that is you are going to have people praying for you that you don't know anything at all about. Here's what I believe. I will just tell you flat out what the, you know, over 2 years of broadcast have. After over 2 years of broadcast, we have one person that does not attend Merit Assembly of God, one, that makes a financial contribution to the radio program. That's one. We have a few people that have come to the church as a result of that, and there are some financial contributions that come in as a result of that. But here's what I believe, that there are a lot more people who are reached by this radio program who, as a result of that, pray for us. If you don't pray for us, here is my personal invitation. I would much rather have you pray for us than I would to have your financial resources. You may not be accustomed to people who are coming across in media presentation saying that to you, but I need you to pray for us that God would continue to impart wisdom and continue to open doors and continue to bring in co-laborers together so that we can do the work of the ministry. Your prayers will make that a reality. It says here in verse number 10, we talked about this yesterday, that God will multiply the seed that you have sown. Seed that is never sown will never produce a harvest. It doesn't matter if you keep it in the seed packet. It doesn't matter if you keep it in a jar. It doesn't matter if you keep it in your garage. Seed that is never sown will never generate a harvest. The only way that seed can increase, like is being talked about here, the only way seed is able to multiply is when it is released out of your control, it is planted in the soil, it is covered over, it is left for God by his natural processes to transform that seed and cause it to spring forth and begin to grow and mature and bring forth an abundant harvest. What happens when you sow to the Spirit? If you sow to the flesh, you will reap from the flesh. If you sow to the Spirit, you are going to reap from the Spirit. And so what we are talking about is Spirit-led giving, Spirit-led sowing, and as a result of that, Spirit-led reaping or harvesting. And it says that God will not only multiply the seed that you have sown, but he will increase the fruits of your righteousness. I want you to know that I do not walk in obedience to God for no reason. I walk in obedience to God. I walk in righteousness because God wants me to live that way, and because it is going to manifest a harvest in his kingdom. Okay? He increases the effects of your righteousness. A lot of times the devil will come and try and bring discouragement and depression into people's lives because woe is me, nobody is noticing me. This is all have been to no effect. It has been of no purpose to me. When am I going to be able to see the fruits of my labor? And I want you to know that sowing and reaping are on God's schedule. They're on God's timetable. A little bit later this year, we're going to have our first grandson. We're very excited about that. But the process from conception to delivery of that baby is about a 40-week period of time, about a 9-month period of time. But if you want to talk about some other forms of creature, the distance between conception and bringing into reality and even death is a very short period of time. It's very quick, but the life cycle is very quick. It's not going to be able to make much of a difference. But there are other creatures that God has designed, and their gestational period is much longer. It goes on for a much longer time than what human babies are carried in their mother's womb. And somebody said one time, when you are looking for a harvest and you are looking for a seed to sow, I want to know, are you looking to harvest a mushroom or are you looking to harvest an oak tree? We live in such an instantaneous gratification society that we sow and we expect a harvest instantaneously. And I'm not saying that God it doesn't on occasion bring instantaneous harvest, but he is not only God of the process, he is God of the timetable. You and I, we want to allow God time to work. I remember when I was a child in elementary school and we were planting seeds, and I believe it was an avocado seed. And by the way, guacamole is absolutely incredible. I love Mexican food, and my daughter makes some phenomenal guacamole. That means absolutely nothing to you, but this story just all of a sudden it impacted my taste buds. So, and so we were looking at this, and we were waiting for the transformation to happen. We had followed all of the right steps, and it took a long time. And when you are a young child, that time frame where you are looking for something to change and harvest to begin to break through, it takes too long. You begin to grow impatient. There have been other times that I remember that we sowed seeds like tomato seeds, and every day we would come and we would look, and has anything happened yet? And people expect to see something to grow about the lines of a chia pet, you know, that you sow it and bam, the harvest comes almost instantaneously. But I believe that God is looking for us to entrust him with the harvest in his time frame. And I'm telling you, we may sow, we might sow our time, we might sow our wisdom, we might sow our financial resources, but if we do that with the right spirit, we are not just going to reap a temporal or instantaneous harvest. Instead, we are going to reap a spiritual harvest, and it is going to result in righteousness, not just in our life, but in other people's lives as well. It says, that now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness while you are enriched in everything for all liberality which causes thanksgiving through us to God. And so here's what Paul is writing. He says, while you are waiting for the harvest, the righteousness is increasing, and while you are doing that, you are being enriched in everything in all liberality. I started highlighting the things that said like every or all or things like that. And it says that if you and I will remember to sow and to reap, that if we will sow bountifully, that what we are going to experience is that God is enriching us in everything. And he is transforming us from being miserly or tight-fisted or selfish. He is transforming us into people who are liberal givers. Liberal givers. Now, I've had conversations with people, and they said, well, you look at that word, and you'll see that God is a liberal God. I want you to know that God is a God of his word. And there are certain things along the progressive liberal mindset that I am not a fan of. I am not going to be liberal in every area. I'm going to be liberal when it comes to giving to God. But there are certain things I'm not liberal with. I'm just not. My children are reserved for God's purposes, not for the devil's purposes. And so please understand the wisdom that God wants you and I. He will enrich us in all liberality. In other words, when he begins to enrich us, he does it in a liberal, overwhelming manner. He gives abundantly, exceeding everything that you can think or imagine. God is a bountiful, bountiful God. And what happens is while we have sown and we're in full expectation of harvest mode, and God is enriching us even during the waiting process, that during the nurturing process, the weeding process, the pruning process, all of that, God is enriching us bountifully out of his abundance. And it goes on, and it says, it causes thanksgiving through us to God. Other people will begin to thank God. One of the programs that we do, or that we support, is it's called Fire Bibles. And they are Pentecostal study Bibles that are produced in the language of the people, that have full study notes in it. It helps to explain the Word of God in regions where people do not necessarily get to go to Bible college. It, you know, in some regions of the world, people only have a portion of a Bible. They don't have an entire Bible. And sometimes people do not, they've not been trained to rightly divide the Word of truth. And so the Assemblies of God has set out as one of our priorities is to put these study Bibles in the hands of pastors in their native language so they can rightly divide the Word of truth, so that they can explain it, so they can proclaim it and have a greater harvest for it. And through the years, we've given thousands of dollars for that project. Thousands. Not one time have I ever got to see one of those Bibles put into a native pastor's hand, but I have got to see the video, and I have seen the response of the people where they are, listen, here in America, we have a Bible and we can ignore it and, you know, not treat it like a priority. But these people, when they receive these study Bibles and they realize that people have given and sown into that ministry so that they could make a great difference for the kingdom of God, they begin to worship and they begin to break into tears and celebrate. I remember watching one particular video where they presented one of these Bibles to the, like, the district superintendent, and everybody was so thankful for him. And then the missionary got up and they said, but Reverend so-and-so, we want you to know today that we did not just bring one of these for you. We brought one for every pastor that is here. And all of a sudden, you would not see celebration like that video showed, except for maybe at a championship football game. And I mean, they erupted and they cheered because it was the Word of God. People knew that there was going to be godly increase that came. And so I want to encourage you to develop that mindset that when I obey the Lord in sowing bountifully and reaping bountifully, that in the process, he is still going to be enriching me. He is still going to be building my faith. He's still going to be sowing his word into my life. And it's going to result in kingdom growth and kingdom maturity, and people are going to thank God for whatever act of obedience God has birthed for you and I. Verse number 12, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but is also abounding through many thanksgiving to God. And so here's the thing. when we are being led by the Spirit to sow bountifully, it is going to be meeting legitimate needs of the saints. I had a person tell me one time, he said, many times Christians are concerned in making sure that every baby gets born, but once they're born, they don't really express too much concern for them. They don't really care. And I really took objection to that particular thought, because I believe that the church is God's greatest ministry agency. I believe that when it comes to meeting people's needs, that the church is the agency through which God wants to make that a reality. God meets people's needs, but people do not just have physical needs, they have spiritual needs. And when we couple those two things together, it's not an either and or an or, it is a both and. When we are meeting their physical needs, it causes spiritual things to take place. And here it says, it causes abundant thanksgivings to God to be made. Abundant thanksgivings to God to be made. And so I ask you, look at the seeds that you sow. One of the things that came out of the revelations about the Planned Parenthood organization with the videos that they made is that there were a lot of people who were making donations to one agency, and that agency was in turn making donations towards those Planned Parenthood groups, and so their funds were not going where they thought they were going. I encourage you, no organization on this planet stretches a dollar as effectively as what the Church of Jesus Christ does, the body of Christ. The body of Christ makes a dollar go a long, long way. And so I encourage you, make sure you sow into a spiritual harvest field. Meeting social needs is great. Meeting spiritual needs as well as meeting social needs is a better course of action. It says in verse 13, well, through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. You see, it is not just obedience. It is obedience and giving. Our God is a God who gives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave so that we might have life. The motive for our giving is not for our receiving. The motive for our giving is, the motive for our sowing is so that the kingdom of God will be impacted. In Malachi chapter 3, it says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. Guess what they were doing with that? They would take that meat and they would feed the Levites and the priests. And there was a time the king said, hey, how is that working okay? And the priest said, ever since your people have started coming that in, there have been abundance of needs, or the needs have been met. And so I want you to know, God will take care of people. When we start sowing into people's lives, we don't have to worry about what's going to happen as a result of it. People are going to see your obedience. They're going to see your liberal giving, and it is going to result in them praying for you. One of the things that happens with our ministry in Fiji is there are a lot of Bibles that are purchased there. By the way, I will tell you this. The Word of God is the only 100% guaranteed investment in all the earth. God says that when he sends forth his Word, it will not return to him void. You see, I have tried to invest in the stock market, and I found out that there were people who manipulated that system, and I ended up getting burned in the process. But I can tell you this, whenever I sow the Word of God, it always makes a difference in someone's life. And when they returned this last time, and they shared that somebody had had commented on the number of Bibles that that had been distributed to the Bible college students over in Fiji. They said, "Wow, you must come from a really large church." Now, I want you to know, we averaged 51 in attendance last year. There are about 133 different people who attended a minimum number of services. You know, there were more than that that just attended one here or one there. But 133, and that resulted in 51, and that includes the kids. So if you come to Merit Assembly of God, last Sunday we had, I believe, 55. So if you come, I mean, we might be a little higher than that. We might be a little lower than that. But you will not be able to say, "Well, Pastor Bob lied to me and he exaggerated about the number of people that we had." And here's what the missionary's reply was. They said, "You have no idea how large that church is." You see, we do not consider our size to be just the number of people. We consider our size to be the amount of influence we can make for the kingdom of God. And, you know, there was a person that said one time, "It is not the size of the dog in the fight that matters. It is the size of the fight in the dog." And I look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and Merit Assembly of God has adopted the mindset, and we encourage you to do so as well, that we will remember in this year, and remember in 2016, that we will sow bountifully to the Spirit, and we will reap bountifully in the Spirit. The kingdom of God will grow as a result of it, and people will come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in a real and personal way. I pray that you will discover the joy of giving this year. Remember to sow bountifully to the Spirit in Jesus' name. Let's close in prayer. Get ready to worship the Lord this Sunday, okay? Father, I want to thank you for everyone who's listening today. I want to thank you for every person that makes this broadcast possible and in a reality. I thank you for your promise, God, that when we put that seed in your hand, you transform it, you multiply it, you cause it to make it to just the right place. Your word will not return to you void. I pray, God, that this week that you will have a word in every church, every Bible preaching church, that will go forth at just the right time and make the impact you want it to make, in Jesus' name. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away. Purify my heart.
Don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on?